Conversation. General course of actions or habits. How we live and what we talk about, what words we use, and the spirit in which we talk make a world of difference for us and those who hear us. Psalm 34:37-14 says, "The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation." Psalm 50:23. "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God." 2 Corinthians 1:12. "For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to youward." Ephesians 2:3. "Among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Ephesians 4:22, "That you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts." Philippians 3:20. "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Timothy 4:12. "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." James 3:13. "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom." 1 Peter 1:15. "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." 1 Peter 1:18. "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers." 1 Peter 2:12. 1 Peter 3:1. "Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, that they may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives." 1 Peter 3:2. "While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear." 1 Peter 3:16. "Having a good conscience, that whereas they may speak of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ." 2 Peter 2:7. "And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked." 2 Peter 3:11. "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" Philippians 1:27. "Only let your conversation be as becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Your conversation is how Christ plays out in your life.